Remember middle school? Remember specifically the excruciating pain of middle school? How so-and-so is friends with so-and-so and so sorry, but they couldn't be your friend anymore? I attended middle school 17 years ago, back when Vanilla Ice was popular and pegged jeans were the raddest thing around. I thought I'd finally gotten past it. Then I joined Facebook. At first, I considered the website a repudiation of my 7th grade trauma. These days, lots of people wanted to be my online friends. I had 30, 70, 194. Still, I admit I felt thrilled to receive a friend request from a girl I still thought of as one of my middle school's popular kids. I hadn't thought about her since 8th grade, but there I was, staring at my computer, feeling instantly flattered. I accepted her request and embraced the relationship, noting with approval her political views, career choice, favorite books and movies. That could have been it. Except, a week later, I ran into her in the airport. I was waiting in the missing baggage line when I saw her, the tag on her backpack confirmed. First initial, last name. I took a breath, then said her name. She looked at me, blankly. "I'm Jocelyn," I explained. "You just friended me on Facebook?" I'll tell you what she didn't do. She didn't hug me or cry. What a wonderful coincidence. Instead, she nodded, finished her transaction, and walked away. If she muttered goodbye, I was too stunned to notice, having been transported instantly back to 7th grade. Maybe she was tired from flying, I'd tell myself later. Maybe she was in a rush to meet someone. Every time I repeated this story, family members offered the same response. That popular kid was just trying to increase her Facebook friend count. And yes, 400 seems like an awful lot. Still, I can't help but leap to her defense. Sure, in the non-virtual world, she might not have much to say to me. But on Facebook, I'm certain, we'll be friends for life. With a perspective, I'm Jocelyn Wiener.